direct from the bar.
Hello, Marlo, it's Paul Mansell. And welcome along to Tuesday's Eclectic Light Show. And as always on Tuesday, it's Top Tunes. And today, it's Top Live Tunes, because we've got some live music coming your way about 12:30. Two sets from a couple of great accomplished musicians. We've got Elaine Samuels, who's the lead singer, songwriter, does it all, of Kindred Spirit, a great folk rock band. And Annie Parker, who is a great flautist, that's right, isn't it, flautist, and she hails from just down the road, Henley in Thames. So that's coming up about 12:30, the first session from them. I don't know whether I'm beautiful anymore, because I'm hairless completely, although if you can hear that, it's coming back. It feels like a matchbox at the moment, so maybe I could have a go at striking a match on my stubble. Anyway, you heard a little snippet of the beginning of a track from Kindred Spirits. Came across them a couple of years ago, I think it was 2009, when I got hold of their CD. Their album's called Metamorphosis. Good tongue twister. And this is a track called Best Days.
Eclectic Light Show.
It is indeed. And Tuesday's Top Tunes Tuesday, and I like to bring you live music. You know I like my live music. And today is no exception from bringing you great live music. Pleased to welcome into the studio Elaine Samuels.
Hello.
And Annie Parker.
Hi there.
Both from Kindred Spirit, usually a five-piece?
Yeah.
Five-piece band. Absolutely amazing, one of the best, or if not the best, folk rock band I've seen. They did a great gig last year at Kenton Theatre with Blue Onyx, who both have played at the Raleigh Park Music Festival, so I'm sure you may well have come across them in the last couple of years. So, where did it all start? How did you get together?
Well, I started playing solo in the early 90s, and then I gradually... I love the sound of the flute and the violin, and so when I discovered people who played, I just sort of sucked them into the
a child catcher. You got big net. Yeah, and grab
it's gradually grown.
It's true, actually. You have no choice when Elaine gets her hands on you.
Well, thankfully, I can't play anything. I could shake some maracas, probably.
There you are. He's in.
That's it.
Or a triangle. I always got stuck with a triangle at school.
Oh. Can I just say before we go any further, we're loving the shaved head.
Yeah.
But we don't want any sort of kisses after, because of that, razor sharp.
No.
Was it stubbly?
It's stubbly. Very stubbly. Yeah.
How do you know he's stubbly?
Because he did it into the microphone.
All right. Elaine, you haven't been kissing him down the back.
Were you not paying attention, Elaine? He did a lovely sort of noise. And it could be useful, though, in a song.
Yeah, it could, like, sandpaper.
You're always gigging whenever you can, as a five-piece or even as a duo. The two of you get around quite a lot.
Yeah. We get around, don't we?
We do get around.
Especially Annie.
Oh, here we go. We've only just started. I was going to say something really nice then, Elaine. I was going to say Elaine works really hard. She's on to gigs all the time.
And
we do a lot as a duo, don't we?
Mm.
And you do lots of duo stuff with the violinist who is now Phil. Forgot his surname.
Phil Martin. Sorry,
he's, Phil.
Well, he's a recent adoptee, isn't he?
Yeah,
so
he
can be excused forgetting his name.
Thank you very much. But yeah, we do a lot as a band as well. Anyway, yeah, we get about a lot.
I try to give us like once a month as a band, if I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
To keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Yeah. And we do lots of duo stuff to keep the food on our plates.
Yeah,
don't we?
Well, yeah. Try. Yeah, just about.
Keep the walls from the door.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, no, that's not the title of your new song. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that, you know, they're talking about all the petrol prices and everything and all the inflation and everything. I haven't charged any more for gigs since I started in the 90s because the market isn't there.
Yeah.
You know, so my sort of standard of living has dropped terribly. So if anyone wants to make a donation. Yeah, we need the violin player.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you play live. And you've got a new number you're going to play at some point as well.
Got
really?
So exciting.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay. Elaine's very interesting to work with, you see, if I may say this at this point. You see,
she's buttering me up.
Yeah.
What do you want?
No, well, you see, Elaine and I have now been playing for 10 years together, actually.
God,
it's 10 years
long?
Ago. It's almost to the date, actually. It's 10 years that I went along to a gig that you were doing with Sin, the violinist at the time. And they got me to blow on a couple of numbers. And I thought, maybe I can do this. And then January 2002, I think it was January the 6th, we
was
actually
that the
did
gig, it. The gig with the roast potato that squirted?
No, that was earlier. That was in the summer.
Curiouser, said Alex.
Do you know, I can't really remember that story now. Do you want to tell it?
You were eating, I think you were eating a roast potato.
And
it was really
roast
fatty.
Potatoes.
Yeah. It was really fatty. Oh, yeah. And she bit into it and a great big jet of oil squirted out.
All over your music.
Towards the where we were.
That's right. It went all over your words.
Did it?
And chord sheets.
No, if that happened this week, it'd be on YouTube by now.
Yeah, she's just got her own back today, though. But what I was going to say, you know, there was me thinking, oh, I wonder if I can play with this singer. I really like her. And I went and spattered her music with
She's
fat.
Regretting it now.
But you know what she's done today? We got here. And I was carefully setting up. I got a pot of water that I put my sax reed in.
Mm.
And what does Elaine do? She throws it all over the floor of this lovely new studio.
It was an accident.
And now I've got a wet sock.
At least the desk is clean and dry.
Yes, it's so all right.
It's only the floor.
I actually was saying something. Yeah, the desk is fine. Shall I finish what I was saying?
Yes, please do.
Hurry up, come on.
What I was saying is, you know, Elaine's great to work with. And, you know, we've been working together for 10 years. We've got all these songs we know really well. And you can just say to us, play us a song. We'll play a song. We know it really well. Do it beautifully.
We're going to cock it up now.
But now we come to this Marlow FM today. And Elaine said to me the other night at a gig we were doing, oh, we're going to do this new song and that new song. And, oh, you've written a song. Let's do that. And, oh, my God, here we go.
So seat of our pants today.
Yeah, absolute seat of the pants.
It's all very exciting.
Okay, so what's the first one you're going to play then?
We've been playing this for years, this one. Okay. This is number one
got
in
no
our
excuses.
Beast collection. It's called Run Red. It's about the beast inside. We've got various other beast type things we'll explain as we go. Should we go for it then?
She sits, the light plays softly on her gentle, glowing skin. But deep inside her is a hunger, and it's growing from within. She cannot stop the rising tide, and she's burning up inside. There is anger and confusion, and it has nowhere left to hide. Run red like a river running down to the sea. Run red like the blood that's flowing deep inside. A prisoner, just a slave to the moon. She can only look on helpless as her fingers start to move, and as the light begins to gleam on the dark side of her dreams. She is scarlet, she is silver, her voice a chilling scream. Oh, run red like a river running down to the sea. Run red like the blood that's flowing deep inside. Ha ha ha!
darkness that descends. She will find the light. Is she, and on love she must feed. She is woman, the life giver. She is the earth, and she must bleed. Oh, run red like a river running down to the sea.
Amazing. I love that.
It's amazing how many you can cram into
the
studio.
Studio, yeah, yeah. God. Well, standing room only. That's an incredible sound that you get. I mean, it's so distinctive of the two of you, you know, the blend of the acoustic guitar and the flute there. Yes, very
Ooh.
Good.
Ooh, I like
good,
that.
Good combination. Good yes.
combo.
Yes. So, okay, when you're actually... gigging around as a full band, how do you decide what numbers you're going to play? Have you got such a
it's a dictatorship
repertoire? Is it? You tell everyone.
I just say, right, we're doing these.
Yep.
Don't I?
And yes, she does.
They do tend to fall into a bit of a pattern. You know, you like to start with certain numbers, but you like to start with the flute, really, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I do.
And she likes to play no more than two saxophone numbers in a row, if possible.
So why she fall collapse on the floor?
If any pupils are listening, it's not because my lip, you know, cracks up or
yes,
anything.
It does. And we try to sort of, I try to maximise the numbers that Annie does between swapovers,
yeah.
to try and sort of reduce the time that we take between numbers.
Sure.
You know, because it takes a while to swap things over, and there's loads of knobs to twiddle, isn't there,
yeah.
and things.
So actually,
there's always another knob to twiddle.
Yeah, there's always another knob.
And there's always
knob.
One that you haven't done, and then... Yeah.
It sounds like it does revolve around me a bit. I'm really sorry about that. It's all coming out now, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to have to stop you for a moment, because it's time for our daily pause for poetry. We have a pause for poetry every day. And then I thought, well, actually, I'll give you a little bit of a breather while we go up to the news, and I'll play another Kindred Spirit track.